Never thought you'd ever say that to me.
So welcome to this first tester in the series of podcasts that Mark Longstaff and myself, Rachel Orchard, we ought to do like the two Ronnies, and it's goodbye from him and it's goodbye from her.
Yeah.
But so we're doing superheroes that don't read the news. This is what we're calling it. And it's an idea I had, and I suggested to Mark, and kindly he said he's going to trial with me, that things we hear in the media, and if you're a big personal development guru like myself and Mark, we read stuff all the time from Richard Branson and other people that don't listen to the news, don't spend your time wasting around the news, because it's just negative hype and there's never anything in there about the potential of human being and what we can achieve. So this is this podcast. And Mark, do you want to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Rachel. Mark Longstaff, superstar, rock star, known Rachel for about 5 years, and looking forward to the debate around superheroes don't read the news.
And as I said to you the other day when we were sitting having it was either a cappuccino or a beer, I can't remember, usually we mix the both. I was saying that really it's like the theme of it is a bit like Top Gear meets Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just bringing that realness, that down-to-earth Britishness with a dry sarcasm to personal development and what we can achieve by setting goals and measures and performance, but understanding the potential of human being. And it's not just about that positive mindset, going, oh yes, if I just keep saying happy things to myself, I'll achieve it. No, it's about damn hard work. But anyway, that aside, Mark, are there specific news stories? Because I know there's a couple we talked about the other day that you just want to bring quickly to this test around of superheroes don't read the news. And what stood out for you in the last week or so?
Oh, I think there's loads of things, Rach. Gareth Southgate now managing England team, fantastic. Ed Ball's humility on Strictly Come Dancing, saying he's lost the public vote before and he's going for it. And of course, actually looking forward to just hearing why you qualify to do this. I know why I do with the Top Gear humour. Tell me about yourself and why we should bother listening to you, Rach.
Well, thank you for drawing it back round to sort of exactly being more specific about what I bring. I think probably I bring the Oprah Winfrey and you bring the Top Gear kind of comical but realness. And obviously you've got a business background and you're working in London, so you're right on the edge of it. But I've had 3.5 years of studying and coaching in groups and individuals and teams in the personal development coaching world. So, you know, I've not only taken qualifications, but I've been on the hard end of it, coaching people, understanding what makes people tick, but also looking at the world of coaching and where it's going. And it's really exciting because of things like social media, things like this, what we can now do, and we can now bring it to people and people can bring their stuff to us. And internationally, there's some great tools out there, some of which I've absorbed into my own coaching tool set. But, you know, I'm not here to promote that. But suffice to say, it is a very exciting time for what's possible in performance for people and teams. And coaching has failed the population so far because we haven't properly got it into companies and individuals to help them see how they can really use it. Because I still speak to people and they still say, what is coaching? What do you mean you're a coach? You know, so that's something for me to be taking responsibility. And that's why I'm starting things like this podcast where we can talk about topical things and bring in coaching as well. So that's what I bring to the forefront, Mark.
Great stuff. Well, you get my vote, that's for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, and yourself, I mean, yourself, do you want to sort of qualify a bit more about what you do?
Well, you mentioned that I'm very keen on personal development. I love to see people succeed. And you touched on something the other day, or we did together, when you had your mixture of coffee and beer, which looked disgusting, by the way.
You still there?
Can you hear me or not?
Yeah, I can. It just cut out a bit.
Okay, well, you'll have to check the recording afterwards, Rach, and see whether who's dipping in and out and whether we need to be on better Wi-Fi when we do this. Mm-hmm. But you touched on this the other day, well, we both did, with regard to coaching, and quite often the coach forgets to remind the person that they're progressing rather than there's always a next step. And I think there should be some kind of reward or celebration on the journey. So many people sign up to different courses like NLP, and they're always just being sold the next course all the time. And I think people should stop and look back at where they were and where they're going to, and just recognise that we're evolving and growing all the time.
Well, yeah, and obviously, number one, you'll feel that you've got traction because you will see that things are progressing for, you know, you'll feel more fulfilled as a person. But not only that, it's not about feelings. It's about having those targets and measures.
Yeah.
So I know that I set myself certain qualification targets. I set myself certain activity targets and people and company targets. So it is about being able to measure that and have even the small measures, like you say, congratulate somebody that in 1 week they said to themselves that they would do their Tabata routine at home 3 times and they did it 4 times. So it is those small little measures, really. I mean, that's where coaching and I was reading today on my morning walk, which is always good for people to do, set themselves up with some great habits in the morning. It focuses the mind, and I was reading some stuff and it was just saying the key to success is saying what you're going to do and do it. And the thing is, everyone is a great, everybody out there reads so much on social media that everybody believes that they already know it, they've done it, they've been there. And then when they hear coaching advice, they're like, well, yeah, I've heard that before, but they don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's the key, is literally executing. And execution is the biggest gap in corporations right now, is that there's great strategical plans, there's great vision and mission, blah-de-blah, and values, get your culture aligned, but it's the execution. So that's the bit that's missing. So it's inspiring people, which is obviously what we're doing here.
Yeah.
But it's then also talking about how are people executing it. And coming back to the news, it's about when you see people who are failing or people have done something wrong, well, actually, they're out there trying, and that's part of the execution. So it really knocks me when you have these football managers who it's not like they want to set them up to fail. Well, at least they're trying, and they're trying different maybe sequences in their football team, or, you know, they're trying different combinations of people. Yet it's like for some reason in the media, they want to shoot someone down for actually having a go and getting in action, rolling the sleeves up. So that's why I don't like the media, because it's like you're better just to stay in a cocoon rather than get out there and have a go at failing, get some mud on your face. And then the media then use that as an example of, oh, you know, look what this person's done wrong. Well, why do we do that, you know?
And apart from the execution, there's also a responsibility on both sides, because if you're being coached, you absolutely need to be responsible for executing the plan. But there's a huge responsibility on the coach as well to assist and be accountable. And, you know, big Sam Allardyce has dreamt about being the England manager. It's been his career plan. He was upset when he was looked over 10 years ago, just achieved his, you know, his true life goal, which I'm assuming there was a plan around getting experience and getting there, and then he screws it all up. And particularly when he's in the public eye as well. We know the British press are awful, particularly the England manager's role is the toughest job in the world, when we should be backing them and behind them. And we are very picky. But then I think out of this, Rachel, I actually think somebody special has come through now in Gareth Southgate, you know, where he's actually served the proper apprenticeship. One, he really, really wants the job, and he's proved that by already managing the England under-20s and the under-21s. You know, he's played for England. He understands the FA. He understands the responsibility of the role, and he's a very good coach. And I think we've gone through a significant transformation over the last couple of weeks, from possibly the old school unresponsible to, you know, a whole new breed coming through now.
Yeah, so, and there was a bit where you were cutting out then, so we might have to look at, I don't know whether your Wi-Fi is top-notch or not.
It might be me, and also I've got quite a few things open because, you know, you're interrupting my working day.
Yes, exactly. So we'll close everything down next time. the responsibility thing is a really interesting one, because actually that's great, because what usually happens is somebody is seen to mess up, and then what they've got to do is hand in the towel. Well, why don't they just keep going? Because actually they've learned a great deal, that they're in the perfect situation that they have cocked up, and now let me take that experience. But it's as if somehow there's a background to the news. There's kind of a context behind all of the news that is saying we all have to be perfect. And if we're not perfect, then let's put someone in front of the camera and show how not perfect they are. Perfection, it doesn't exist, you know. So we are human and we love all the imperfections of being human. So I don't know, we're coming to 10 minutes now. So is there anything you kind of want to say to round this off, and then
I'll throw a little hand grenade in for you and me to talk about over a coffee at some stage, and then say, where does all this start with the responsibility as well? Because the newspapers, it's easy to write a shitty article rather than think of something really interesting to put someone down. Everybody enjoys putting people down, but is that part of stopping them achieving and stepping out of their comfort zone? And at some stage, Rach, I'd like to talk about, let's draw this right back to parenting. No one's been a perfect parent, but you and me have touched on this. And how many parents say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you'll never achieve that. And they suppress kids rather than encourage them to be the best they can be right from an early age.
I lost you a bit there at the end. So the first one was about, well, the second one was about parenting and suppressing kids. And what was the first one?
The first one
was to do with responsibility, you were saying.
I'm saying there's a responsibility for everybody to encourage rather than suppress, because people put people down because they don't want them stepping out of their comfort zone. You know, and I think parents do it for
It's a human fear tendency.
Yeah, you can't do this, you can't do that, you'll never achieve that, you weren't born into that. Your granddad was a miner and your dad was a miner, so you're going down the mines. Yeah. You know, and never really finding that little spark of inspiration to get people to, you know, follow their dream. And you know, it's just like everybody does it. And sometimes it starts with parents, you know.
And the first thing you said was about the news. What, we have a responsibility for the news not to publicise negative stuff. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's very easy to write a shitty article and put someone down, whether it's a footballer or a football manager, rather than looking for the real positives in whether it was the training session or the actual game. You know, are we actually progressing as an England team rather than let's just kick the shit out of them every week?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, we can definitely follow up on all of those on the next one. And thank you again for this very interesting first test of Superheroes Don't Read the News. So shall I just say it's goodbye from Mark Longstaff?
I can say that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and it's goodbye from Rachel. Okay, fine. Hey. Just drop me in it.
We'll have a little think about how we do that.
Yeah.
And okay.
Sounds good.
And see if we can start to get you a sense of humour and all that kind of stuff.
Well, if anybody has actually lasted for the whole, 14 minutes, thank you for listening. Excuse me. And we'll be back very, very soon.
And look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you. You too. Cinema. Yeah. Girl on the train. All